Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Dave Player back with you here on 720 WGN. So Chicago's one and only Poi Dog Pondering comes back to their suburban home away from home at the Paramount Theater in Aurora for one night only, Friday, March 4th, with Frank, Susan, Max, Dog, Ted, and the rest of the Poi Dog family getting together for a sensory overload experience. And joining us this morning to talk about one of my favorite rock and soul bands in Chicago and across America is Frank Orrell. Frank, thanks for hanging out, pal.
Hey, thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So cool that you're joining us tonight. You know, I wanted to ask you, how did the idea for the band first come together? I can't believe it's been 30 years.
Yeah, it originally started just by making home cassette recordings of songs, you know, just kind of recording from one tape deck to second tape deck, you know, like a beatbox, and just making homemade watercolored covers. And then we formed, we started playing on the street around in Hawaii around some of these songs, and then formed a band around it. And it just sort of sprouted like that, and out of a lot of, musicians who had been in other bands, and we just kind of gravitated towards each other to start a new project. And that's how it started.
How do you best explain how the band and the music has evolved over the years?
Well, when we first started out, we were all playing in electric, bands, playing in nightclubs and things like that. And then got in, this is in Hawaii now, and got kind of burned out on that scene, and then started moving into playing just acoustically on the streets for fun, just kind of for fun. At that point, we just switched to all acoustic instruments. But we still had the sort of, electric thing in the back of our head. So in the very beginning days, those first few records sound acoustic just because we were coming right off the street, just playing on the street. So that acoustic sound was there, but there was a rock background to it.
Yeah.
I grew up in the 70s. I was born in 60, and I was in my late teens in the disco era. So I dance music has always been with me. So as the band evolved, that dance music stuff kind of came back, into the music again. And I think we've always been one of those bands that's worn our influences and our interests directly on our sleeves. So if we're interested in African pop music, we're going to start incorporating some of that into the sound. If we're interested in electronic music, we're going to be playing with it, and those elements are going to make it into a thing. If we're interested in orchestral arrangements, then we start experimenting with that, and so it's a really organic way of moving through the world, being a musician and being interested in sound, and I think that's the way we've always moved ahead.
It's very cool because the music is always evolving, and I've been a fan since the 90s. I can't tell you how many times I've seen you guys perform, probably a couple dozen times over the years, and I remember as far back as the 90s in clubs, but then at Ravinia, maybe in the mid to late 90s, it's always,
yes,
you guys always put on such a kick-ass show.
Thank you. I mean, the show part is really important to us, early on, I remember before the band started, I remember seeing David Byrne Stop Making Sense, and I just thought, wow, that is just fantastic what they were doing, like, with the big band and with theatrical elements and, with costumes and lighting and projections.
Sure.
And I think that was always like an inspiration. And so for us, like doing the big show, I love playing the intimate things and I love doing the big shows. They have different qualities, that are
sure.
And so, yeah.
There's a new album that you got coming out, which I think everybody's very excited about. First one in years, it's called Everybody's Got a Star. Tell us about the new album.
Yeah, it's we're almost done recording it. We're kind of, we're releasing it in a kind of an unusual way. Normally you would go and you record all the tracks and then you'd mix all the songs and you'd, press the record up and then release it. But we're kind of working on one song at a time and releasing one song at a time. And we're about a little more than halfway through releasing it right now. And it's really kind of a fun experiment because you really truly get to focus on one song at a time and just give it your full attention. But so that's where we are. And it's hard to describe what kind of record it is. I think my approach coming into this record, my thought was to allow myself to be playful, let the songs be as kind of as strange or unique as they want it to be. You know, don't think about the record as much as a concept, but let each song be its own unique little gem. And so that's the way we've been mixing the record.
Well, I think people are really excited about a new album, too. So the fact that you're releasing it a little bit at a time, I think that gets people excited and more interested in what the next song's going to be. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that's a nice, you know, I know if a band that I love did this, I would really be interested in what was going to happen next.
Yeah. And you can buy those tracks right now at poor.pondering.com. And you're performing this Friday at the Paramount. And I'm assuming we're going to hear some favorites as well. I saw your set and the list from the City Winery where you performed last. And it's a nice mix. It's a nice mix of some new, some old, and I kind of love the flow of the whole thing.
Yeah, you know, we it's really important for us. I know because for me, when I go to see bands that I like, it's really important to me that I hear something from all of the records. You know, because everybody's got their favorite record of certain bands, and so you want to make sure you touch on that. And then as well, you know, it's important to us to also bring in new material and surprise covers. So that's kind of what we got up our sleeve for next week.
Very cool. And I'm sure because of the new album, you're working on some other dates. So we'll see you performing more a little bit this year in spring and summer.
Yes. Yep. And getting out of town a little bit too, going to West Coast and down south a little bit. So, yeah.
Very cool.
A little traveling, a little local play.
Well, very cool. Well, you two can spend an evening with Frank, Dog, Susan, Ted, and the rest of the Poi Dog family together for this sensory overload experience this Friday night, March 4th. And for tickets, go to tickets.paramountaurora.com. And for more on Frank and the band, visit poidogpondering.com. Pleasure, my friend.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you.
Same here.